We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Falcons Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, presented by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Also by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, and by The Hubbard Company, 1 call, 1 source, 1 solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
And we are back for another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show from Frickers across from Dwight Perry Stadium here in Bowling Green on the Falcons Sports Radio Network. BGSU football coming up their final Saturday game of the year as they will host Akron at 2 o'clock at the Dwight. That means a 1 o'clock Medical Mutual pregame show. Here to talk BG football with us is head coach Scott Leffler joining us at Frickers. Coach, thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. As we talk BGSU football, we look back to a Saturday's game at Western Michigan. As we talked last week here at Frickers, you were concerned about their strength in particular on their offensive line. And as that game moved into the latter part of the first half and certainly in the second half, their strength came to pass as they started to pull away from you. Yeah, really, it seemed like their offensive line controlled the game and allowed them to control the game.
Yeah, I thought on both sides of the ball, their front seven on defense and their offensive line was able to control us both offensively and defensively. They won the war up front. They won the time of possession and were also able to run the football very efficiently. We were up and down running the ball. And I think the biggest turning point of the game was, just like I said after the game, I thought our kids played well for a quarter and a half. And then right before that, the halftime, I thought I made a bad decision on trying to go down and score, gave them the ball back, and they scored. And that's really whenever we really began to spiral. And like I said to our team and I said to our coaching staff, we're going to be aggressive on offense. And 2 years from now, 3 years from now, when we get the ball in that situation, every single time we're going to try to score. On paper, that's what you're supposed to do. But that wasn't the best decision for our team. We should have ran the ball, got out of the half 14-3, regrouped, and tried to keep ourselves in the game. So if I looking back in hindsight, I should have got us out of the half.
And I have to imagine in that situation too, every one of you are competitors, your staff and your team, and you're thinking, hey, if we can go down and get a score, we can keep it close, because you were going to kick it to them to start the third quarter. And then I'm sure there was another maybe devil on your shoulder saying, hey, maybe it's not the best thing, but trying to send a message to your team, too. All of these things figuring into your decision
process.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. And we're going to be aggressive. That's my nature. It's our team's nature, our staff's nature. But it's also knowing who you're playing. That was a very, very good defense. We were in the game. There was some good things we were doing. In the near future, that'll never happen. We'll always try to go down and score. But in that situation, who we're playing, it wouldn't have been the most popular thing. I get it. But it would have been the most, the best thing for our football team at that time.
Well, let's talk about how things had transpired up to that time. You had a nice long drive that unfortunately got to the red zone but had to settle for three. But your offense was not moving up and down the field, but a few first downs here and there, and your defense was hanging in. And that first half, what was your offense able to do a little bit to keep you in that game before the end of the half?
Yeah, the most disappointing thing is, just like you said, the 14-play drive. We got an 11-up heat blitz on the last play before we kicked the field goal and had an opportunity to throw to the back. They didn't cover the back in that situation because the jet caused an eye violation. I thought the defense hung in there, just like I said, for that quarter and a half. Offensively, we were able to run it well enough. We missed an opportunity on a third down. I thought that could have really changed the course of that half. We missed a protection that probably their most popular blitz on third down. We had a good call and just weren't able to execute. And then the backbreaker, Grant had two interceptions. The one interception again, though, was an adjustment that we tried to make based on what they were doing. They came out with a complete different coverage and a way to try to stop this the jet series. We tried to make an adjustment to handle that issue. It was a good idea, but again, you know, we're not wired right now to make those adjustments without practicing. So that interception was 100% on myself. But the other one, we got to take care of the football a little bit better. So there was some things that I look back in this game that I wish I would have done better, particularly in the first half. And then the second half, things spiraled out of control, and they won up front. They were better than us up front, period.
Sort of along those lines, quarterback Grant Loy, that was his third start, fourth time of basically playing the entire game at quarterback for the most part. What are the things that are starting to develop for him? Are you starting to see some of the proverbial light bulbs go on, maybe a little slower than you'd like, but week to week, what kind of progress is he making?
Yeah, just like I said, I've said this 100 times, and the positive things about our team is watching what Grant looked like in spring football to how he's improved. It's night and day. He can go out and compete. Back in that first couple spring practices, there was not a chance. But he's really worked really hard to improve. We still, you know, the way that I look at Grant is that he is a equivalent to a freshman. This is all new to him. And so whenever you're dealing with a first-year player, essentially, they're gonna do some things that are really positive. And they're also going to make some mistakes that an older guy wouldn't make. And this is his first year of really, truly playing quarterback, being able to weave through a progression, taking the right footwork. This is all completely new to him. So, you know, the overall consistency is where he needs to get. There's some things that he does that is really, really positive, but we need to get rid of those negative things, because those negative things are what stops drives generally. And he'll improve. He'll keep getting better. normally in this offense. It's your second and third year that the light bulb goes on. That's why, in all actuality, Matt McDonald's such, you know, so far ahead of these other quarterbacks that he's already been through this process. He's essentially, this is his third year in the system, so the light bulb is on with him, and it'll be on with him next year because this is his fourth year. So the quarterbacks, you know, Grant will get better with time. That's normally what occurs in this system. And I'm really proud of him, how hard he's working and how important it is. He's a great teammate, great kid, and he'll continue to develop.
Yeah, it's clear that his teammates respect him and have a lot of love for him, and they know the sort of the travails he's gone through to stick to it and play quarterback, and it's good to see him getting an opportunity. Well, another guy that's getting an opportunity, and maybe too many opportunities because of your injury situation, Bryson Denley, seems like he's in need of a rest during the game. He's running those jet sweeps. He's going downfield on routes. He's taking straight handoffs. You're really putting a working load on this kid, aren't you?
Yeah, it's unfortunate too. We brought Davon Jones in here to establish some depth at that position. We would only had Claire and Bryson on scholarship if we wouldn't have brought Davon. So walking into that game without having Davon Jones or Andrew Claire, we really, really put a huge load on Denley, and it was unfair. That's not Denley's role. Denley's role is the anywhere between 15 to 30 snaps, but they're hybrid snaps. They're not going from a wide receiver jet to a pass route back to tailback. That's really difficult to put on a guy that is, you know, he only weighs 175 pounds. But that's the situation that we were in. We were thin, but he did a great job, and he handled it well, and we'll hopefully be a little bit stronger at that position this weekend.
Falcons coming off a loss at Western Michigan will be hosting Akron this Saturday. It is a 2 o'clock kickoff from Dwight Perry Stadium. And, Coach, we continue to see Quentin Morris be really your go-to guy amongst your receiving core. And I guess sometimes it can't come at the detriment of throwing to the wide receivers, but Quentin has been so productive. Seems like he and Grant have a bit of a connection, and maybe that's from being here together for 3 years, even though this is Grant's first time really playing a lot.
Yeah, I look at Quentin and very equivalent to Grant. This is the first time Quentin Morris has really been thrown in a role where he's all over the field. He's having a great year. I think with another year of development, I think he's going to be outstanding. I would not be shocked one bit whatsoever if he leads the nation in receptions and yards at the tight end position next year, because he's green. Believe it or not, he's having a great year, and he's extremely green at what he's doing right now. And I think with another year of development, I think that guy is really gonna take the next step.
Speaking of that, I think we made the comment during the broadcast on Saturday, man. I think it was on the air, but we were talking about Giovanni Ricci, number 15 for Western Michigan, their rangy tight end who made a couple of nice plays, and I thought that sounds like, it looks like what you've said you want in your offense from a tight end. Is that kind of what you want to see in the future from your guys?
I want three of them.
Yeah.
That's honestly what we want, and that's how you're different. How you're different in college football these days is that having the ability to line up in 12 and 13 personnel and be able to get into every single formation under the sun, anywhere from empty to a heavy run set back to a traditional 12 personnel, that is really, really hard to do. And when you got those guys like 15 for Western Michigan, Q for us, that's why we're recruiting. Right now we're recruiting those hybrid type of athletes that we could put on the field. The next thing you know, we're in three tight end sets. The next thing you know, those three tight end sets are spread that we're in empty. And that really causes problems on defense. It's really simple. If you want to bring an extra DB into the game, we compress the set and we run the ball till you get out of it. You want to throw an extra linebacker in, then you just throw the ball to those guys. So that's where we want to be, and that's when those pro teams are killing it, and that's where, if you want to be a different college team, that's what you do, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here.
Falcons and Zips coming up on Saturday. We'll talk more about that and more BGSU football with head coach Scott Leffler after we take a break. We're at Frickers in Bowling Green on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Frickers, the home for fun food, Forts, and Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show and the Falcon Sports Radio Network. Saturday, BG Football will host the Akron Zips. Talking about that with head coach Scott Leffler. We'll be on the air Saturday with our Medical Mutual pregame show at 1 o'clock. Also, I do want to mention, folks may be wondering about the Coaches Show lineup coming up next week. Coach Leffler will be here as per the norm, and Hoops coach Michael Huger will join us as basketball will debut for the season next week. And then November 11th, 2 weeks from now, no show because I'll be with the basketball team as they play a game that night. So that's the next couple of weeks here on the Coach's Show. Coach, let's turn our attention to the Akron Zips, your opponent on Saturday. First things first, They haven't won a game. I think people in here realize that they are also struggling, but I know you guys are of the mind that, you know, people coming in without a win or whatever, we got to focus and be ready and can't take a single thing for granted here.
No doubt about it. They're in a very similar situation that we are. They're rebuilding some things there. And I challenged our football team, and I believe this, our staff believes this, our kids believe this, is that our attitude and mentality needs to be elite this week. It's going to be our attitude and mentality versus theirs all week long. We need to have a great week of practice, and we need to come in and we need to be blazing, because if you let a team like this in the game for a while, they'll believe, and the next thing you know that you're in a very tough ball game. So we need to play our very best during practice. We need to have a great mentality, a great mindset. It's our attitude and our mentality versus theirs this week, and whichever team has the better attitude and mentality will win the game.
The Zips, the last couple of games, have gone without quarterback Cato Nelson. I believe he had been suspended, but he will be back for this game. We've seen him the last couple of years, a guy that can run as well as throw. Give me your scout on Cato Nelson and his skill set.
Yeah, definitely a dual threat guy, can throw and run, and any time that you're dealing with a guy like that, you got a shot at being dangerous. So, yes, dangerous football player.
Is he the type of dual-threat guy, though, that you'd rather force him to throw the ball, all things considered, not just his own talent, but is that sort of what you want to do and not let him escape and get out?
Yeah, you don't want him to run, that's for sure, if you had to choose, which you would much rather have him throw, but he's dangerous enough in that area to be a weapon also. So we got to play well against him. He is a weapon. He's a coach and problem player for all, and we need to account for him for sure.
You know, it's a bit of a conundrum. I look at Akron, they have, I think, four offensive linemen that have made at least 20 starts, so it's a veteran group, but they're struggling to run the football on the season, averaging only 2 yards a carry. Of course, that figures in sacks as well, but they're not having a lot of success running the ball, but seems like their offensive line should be solid. What are you seeing there with their line play?
Yeah, they're struggling in two areas. They fumbled the football 20 times, and I believe lost it 11. Don't quote me on that. They're turning the football over. They're not running it to half the efficient that they would wish, and they're giving up too many sacks. So the whole key for us is that we got to limit the explosion plays. We got to make sure that we don't let this quarterback get loose, and we got to force some turnovers, win the explosion and the turnover battle, and we'll win the game.
Yeah, the Zips, of course, coming in without a win, also have some things like you that maybe they're doing well, but it's not fitting together necessarily. When you look at them just as an overview, what are some of the things they have done fairly well?
You know what? That's a great question. Whenever we were studying the first and second down open field tapes today, you don't see them giving up a lot of explosion plays. You don't see them giving up a lot of big plays. There's not a lot of runs plus four. They're doing a good job. I haven't made it to the red area yet or the third down yet. So they must be, and again, it's just from, because we haven't gotten to that area of the study yet. It must be that they're giving up points in the red area, turning the ball over in the red area, giving a short field, because it's impressive to watch them right now for a team that's struggling between the open field, between the roughly 11-yard line down to the 25-yard line. They're doing a good job of not giving up explosion plays and big plays. So it has to be a theme right now of bad field position, getting stuck in the red area, and that's how people are scoring points. But again, those studies take place this evening and tomorrow. But they're impressive on first open field, first and second down. I think they're playing pretty good defense.
Yeah, they are rated right in the middle of the conference in total defense at sixth in the conference, but they're 11th in points allowed, as you referred to. And clearly that turnover margin is feeding that. And that's a thing that you've talked about with your team that had been pretty steady as a good thing for you guys until the last couple of games here. Is something in particular driving the turnover negatives the last couple of games?
We have too many interceptions. That's the moral of the story. We're not fumbling the football and too often, so we just got to limit. I think we're at 10 interceptions right now, and I'm normally accustomed to anywhere between 6 and 8 for the entire year, so we need to reduce those interceptions.
Falcons will take on the Akron Zips coming up on Saturday. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff from Doy Perry Stadium, and we'll have the pregame show at 11 o'clock, or I should say 1 o'clock on Saturday. Coach, when you look at their defense then personnel-wise, the stat sheet, John Lako is their leading tackler. Looks like by his numbers, a typical Mike or inside linebacker. He's making a lot of tackles and quite a few for loss. Is he really the leader of that defense?
Yeah, and without a doubt, I think he's a very solid player. I think he plays extremely hard. He's sideline to sideline. He's very instinctive, solid, really good football player. He's doing a great job.
Coach, you know, one of the other things that we haven't talked much about that your team has done pretty well in the special teams game is the punt game. Matt Naranjo has been very steady. Last week at Western Michigan, he had three punts over 50 yards in some tough conditions against a real good punt return man that you knew could take it to the house at any time. That was one of the areas on Saturday, and really all year, you're third in the league in net punting. That's been pretty good for you.
I think he's outstanding. I think that unit overall has done a great job with protection. Knock on wood, we got to keep that going. And we've done a fairly good job in our cover team with punt. The disappointing area in the special teams is that our kickoff and kickoff return teams were nowhere near what they have been. So we took a step back in that area, but our punting game has been great.
You know, you talked about something earlier today that sort of feeds into the special teams discussion. Now that there are only four games remaining in the season, anybody now that has not played in a game can play all four games down the stretch and still redshirt if that's what they want to do and you want to do. So the area we may see the most improvement in that way with depth is on special teams, right?
It is. We're at that point in the season where we're able to play some freshmen yet still be able to redshirt them. We made a point over 3 weeks ago that this time was coming, and we put pressure on our freshmen to make sure they're preparing as if they were going to play. We're never going to let a guy trot on the field that hasn't earned the opportunity to. But so for the last 3 weeks, they've been fighting for playing time, and hopefully these next 4 weeks we're able to get some guys on the field, number one, to gain some experience, but two, also depth. We've had depth problems everywhere. The big thing that's occurring is our defensive guys in particular are having to play all these special teams reps, and they're playing way too many snaps just because we don't have enough guys. So hopefully we can spell a few of these defensive guys by putting in some freshmen that earn the right and the opportunity to play.
Yeah, and, you know, it sounds like, well, it's only one play, but especially for defensive players to get that little extra rest, special teams can be fairly strenuous, right? That's one of the more, plays that require the most effort, right?
There's no doubt about it. You're running on that play anywhere between 50 and 60 yards. It's a special teams are a violent part of the game. If we could take some hits off those guys and some keep their legs a little bit more fresh by taking anywhere between 8 and 9 plays off in that game, I think it's huge.
Speaking of freshmen, Coach, Saturday up at Western, you had a couple more freshmen DBs get some run as Caleb Biggers was unable to make the trip because of a family matter. So Davin Wilson, Davion Daniels both played. A quick thought on how they performed on Saturday.
I really think the secondary in the near future is going to be bright. We've got some guys that are really doing a good job for being rookies. There's a couple guys within the program that we think that are going to develop into fairly good secondary guys, and we're recruiting super well in that 220 class at that position. At the end of the day, to play great defense here, we need to get the defensive line right. We need a great pass rusher, and we have to have people that can cover in this league. And so those are all the areas of which we're trying to shore up our defense.
Well, Coach, we hope you can get one on Saturday, final Saturday game of the year, and then you'll get into Maction. We'll talk about that next week. But good luck on Saturday with the Zips.
Thanks, Todd. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks,
BGSU
guys.
BGSU head coach Scott Leffler with us here at Frickers. Coming up, we'll talk BG hockey with Coach Ty Eigner on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
BioTest Plasma Center is searching for superheroes who donate plasma at BioTest Plasma Center in Bowling Green. Becoming a superhero is much easier than you might expect. Giving plasma, earning extra cash, and helping save lives at 1616 East Wooster Street in Bowling Green. Call 419-819-3068 or visit biotestplasma.com to schedule an appointment. Become a superhero and save lives and improve the lives of others.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Welcome back in to Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show here on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football will be hosting Akron on Saturday at 2 o'clock. That means the Medical Mutual pregame show at 1 o'clock from Dwight Perry Stadium. And again, a programming note, next week we will have some hoops talk as Coach Michael Huger will join us for the second half of the show next Monday. Right now we're going to hit the ice and talk hockey with Coach Ty Egner joining us at Frickers. Coach, good evening.
Good evening, Todd. How are you?
I am doing well, doing very well. Good to have you with us to talk BG hockey. And I looked at the schedule. You guys are going to be gone for a while. We'll get to that later. But you were at home this past weekend, opening conference play, coming off a sweep of Western Michigan. I think feeling pretty good about things coming into WCHA play. Then you get a win on Friday night. Unfortunately, finish it up losing 4-2 on Saturday. Before we break it down, give me your overall thoughts on the weekend.
Well, we
We felt really good, you know, Friday. We thought we played really well. We figured that Michigan Tech would come down here from Houghton after being swept at home by Alaska Fairbanks and play really well. And we felt like we would have to be ready for that. And we were. And Friday was a really good effort from start to finish. We had times in that game where we probably were as good as we've been all year, especially early. We didn't. We weren't able to get any goals early, but the way we played was really positive. And then ultimately our power play, which you and I talked about in the lounge last week, which wasn't great up at Western Michigan, was really good on Friday night, going 3-for-3, which was a huge factor in that game. So we were real pleased with our effort on Friday from the net out. Eric Dopp was good. We defended really good. We didn't give up a whole lot of chances in terms of opportunities against our net. And so Friday was outstanding. And we came back Saturday, and you know, in college hockey, if you look at the box, they took some penalties Friday night that they weren't going to take on Saturday. They were a lot more passive in how they played, and anytime they got a puck in their defensive zone, they just were content with chipping it out. They didn't really try to generate a bunch of offense. So that was a little frustrating for our guys, because it seemed like every time we'd get in there and get going, they'd chip it out into the neutral zone, and we'd have to go back and get it. And then, you know, they were real patient in the neutral zone, and then when they got the puck through the neutral zone, they would dump it in and chase it. They wanted to turn it into a slower game, and a game that, you know, we had to go 200 feet to go score a goal. So it a great adjustment by them, and you know, good job by Michigan Tech in figuring out how they wanted to play in that game. And then we couldn't get going, and by the time we got going, we were behind the
on how Michigan Tech had killed in their previous series. It would give those guys an opportunity to create some more shots, and that's exactly what happened. And so both power play groups did a really good job. Both scored goals. We, you know, we had goals from Connor Ford had two goals off of rebounds, and then Will Cullen had a really nice goal in that power play unit. So just kind of changing personnel around. And then also we challenged that group to be as good of a power play unit as they are. We felt like the ability of the players that are on those two power play units wasn't indicative of the results. So we challenged them a little bit to play to their ability, and they accepted the challenge on Friday night.
And then you got good goaltending and a good penalty kill, which is something that you've done all year long. We'll talk about that after we take a break. We're at Frickers with the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter, proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart, save money, live better.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at PerrysburgAutoMall.com.
Welcome back into Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGS hosting Akron on Saturday, and we'll be on the air at 1 o'clock with our Medical Mutual pregame show. Meanwhile, BGSU hockey will be on the road Friday and Saturday, and they'll take on a perennial power in the WCHA, Minnesota State. We'll talk about that coming up. Head coach Ty Agner is with us here at Frickers. A little more reflection on this past weekend, a win on Friday night, a loss on Saturday night against Michigan Tech in the WCHA opening series. Boy, Friday night, the power play was really, really good. 3 for 3, can't be any better. And that had sort of been lagging. In particular, was there something that drove your power play success on Friday?
Yeah, one of the things we talked about was we Coach Marko Balkovec switched Max Johnson and Brandon Cruz to their natural sides, and that allowed him to have a few more shooting opportunities, and those shots created rebounds for Connor Ford, who had 2 power play goals that night. And then the other unit, Tim Theocharitis, made a real nice play to Will Cullen, who scored a really nice goal there in the second period. So a couple of minor adjustments, but for the most part, one of the things that can happen on the power play is because you've got the man advantage, a lot of times you take your foot off the gas and you don't necessarily work as hard as the guys on the penalty kill. And most of the kids who kill penalties are kids that work really hard. So if you're not working as hard as the penalty kill when you're on the power play, it's not a recipe for success. So we challenged them to work a little harder and made those couple adjustments, and they did a nice job.
So on a Saturday, you only get 2 power play opportunities, period, and you weren't able to score. But you sort of touched on this. Michigan Tech sort of played it more passive and didn't commit as many penalties, and it was a real change of pace. But the other strange thing from the stat sheet, at least, you know, we've talked before about how important winning the faceoff is. You weren't very good on Friday. On Saturday, you were much better on the faceoffs, but you had different results. An incongruent result there.
Exactly, yeah, because we looked at the results from the faceoff circle on Friday, and we challenged the centers and the other guys in the faceoffs to say, hey, we've got to be better on faceoffs. Michigan Tech's got a couple kids that are really good, and we were better. And it was one of those games, I think, a basketball analogy or football analogy would be like a prevent defense. They just kind of they laid off you, and they allowed you to get to a certain area, and then they tried to put pressure on you. And we probably could have handled it better and maybe anticipated that as a staff. But, you know, we still felt like at the end of the day, when we pushed late in the game, our third period was definitely our best period. And if you look at how the game went on Friday night, the way we finished the game Friday night, we were outstanding. Like, we played really, really well. with the lead the last 8 to 10 minutes of that game, and we just kept coming and coming and coming, and there really wasn't anything Michigan Tech could do to generate offense to try and cut the lead from, cut the lead there. And so then Saturday, had we have picked up where we left off, we felt like that game might have been different. But ultimately, we only got that sense of urgency late once we got behind, and it was just tough. And if you look at, I think the second period was probably the what turned the game. Zach Rose was in his first college start and played really well in the first period. And at the end of one, it's 0-0, and everything's fine. We're not playing great, but it's not like Michigan Tech's, all over us or anything. So we were fine. And then we get into the second period, and the first goal was kind of fluky. Went kind of through Zach's arm. He thought he had it pinched off, and it snuck through and rolled in. And all three of the goals that Michigan Tech scored in the second period, we had the puck on our stick at some point just prior to that. And we turned the puck over, and next thing you know, it's in your end, and then it's ultimately in the back of your net. So and we turned the puck over late in that period. If we'd have gone into the third period down 2-1, it would have been significantly different than being down 3-1. So we pushed in the third and had some opportunities, and we watched the video early this morning, and we had a bunch of chances there in the third period, but ultimately we couldn't convert, and credit to Michigan Tech for playing well.
You mentioned Zach Rose in goal on Saturday night. I guess that at some point you have to play your number two goalie during the season. What was your thought process playing Eric Friday, Zach Saturday, or playing Zach at all at some point?
Well, we brought Zach in. He's a really good goaltender, and we didn't bring Zach in to watch hockey. We brought him in to play hockey, and we just felt like the way our schedule was and some difficult opponents. Obviously, Eric was going to start game one in Oxford, and then to get to the Huntington, the Huntington Center for the icebreaker, and things don't necessarily go your way. And Eric didn't play necessarily great. Wasn't the reason we didn't beat RIT, but you wanted to go back with Eric. And then the home opener's the next weekend, and you felt like Eric deserves that opportunity, and you play really well, and he played really well. And then you felt like, okay, so now we're going to go into Lawson Arena, which is a difficult place to play, and we're going to put Zach Rose in there. That's not really fair. And Eric played really, really well at home against Western Michigan, and then at Western Michigan was the reason we won the game, in all honesty. And then so you come back with Eric in the WCHA home opener, and we had told Zach and Eric both early in the week that we were going to split last weekend. So Zach was really good in the first period, and it's unfortunate that there were a couple kind of funky goals in the second period, but he was really good to start the game, and it wasn't Zach's fault. Zach's not the reason we lost the game. We didn't play up to our capabilities, and now Zach's got his feet wet, so I expect the next time he gets in there, he's going to do a great job.
Speaking of learning, you spoke about Michigan Tech's strategy defensively. They're sort of the prevent defense, chip it out, make you chase it down, and then just the opposite. When they had the puck, they would chip it down there and chase it in. Is that a learning process now for your team? See that again, if not from them, from somebody else.
Yeah, that's one of the things we talked about. We told our guys that, we're going to be in games like this a lot. We have to learn from this experience. We're a good team, and our challenge is to try to make a good team a great team, because I think there's been certain times during the course of this year where we've been great, and we want to get from go from good to great, and when you're a program like we are and you've had the success we've had the last 4 or 5 years, you're going to get other teams' best effort. And especially if you have success on Friday, the other team, the old school, the thought process is their coach is going to yell at them, and you're going to tell your team how well you played, and so you're going to take your foot off the gas a little. They're going to get mad, and they're going to play a little better, and that's why you see a lot of the results you see on Friday and Saturday. So one of the things we talked about this morning in our team meeting was, listen, we need to understand that we can only control certain things in regards to the outcome, and that's our attitude and our effort. And if our effort isn't going to be something that we can hang our hat on every night, then we're going to be in games where we get frustrated, because that's what happens, Todd, is you feel like, okay, we're going to go out there and we're going to dictate the terms of this game and we're going to play really well. And then when that doesn't happen, for whatever reason, the ice is bad, the referee's no good, the other team's playing well, whatever that other team's goalie's standing on his head, then you get frustrated, and then you start to get away from what the game plan is. So hopefully, we try to break our season down in 8-game segments, and this first segment we broke it down in a 7-game segment just because it made sense. So if you look at our our season seven games in, you know, we felt like the Miami game, the first game of the year, you never know what you're going to get. But at times in that game, we played really well, and we come away with a 7-4 victory. And then you go to the Huntington Center for the tournament, and you play the second game that night, and it starts a little later than you planned. And then the results, it's not something I thought about prior to our game, but another coach talked to me about this. He said, you know, if you're in a tournament, it's always better to play the first game if you can, because you don't know the result of the other game. You just, right. You're going to go out there and try to win. And then when Ohio State ended up beating Western Michigan in the shootout, that kind of, you know, our guys kind of felt like, oh, we're going to play Ohio State now versus play Western Michigan three times in a row. So we didn't have it. We had a good effort against RIT, not a great effort. And then we thought we played much better against Western Michigan, but didn't get the result. And then played great against Western Michigan at home, and then went up there and had moments of greatness. But ultimately, it was probably a good game, and Eric Dopp was great. So we've had a little bit of everything. I don't think we've been awful at all this year, but I think there's been times where we've been just okay, and then there's been other times we've been great, and our challenge is to try to get these guys to hold themselves to that standard, to play great more often than not.
Well, let's talk about this weekend, Coach. Before we let you go, you're going to have to play great to win at Mankato. Talk about this team, Mavericks, bringing back.
Yeah, they're one of the best teams in college hockey right now. They're ranked number 3 in the country, and they deserve to be there. They've done a great job over the last 4 or 5 years at Minnesota State Mankato. They've won league championships. They've won playoff championships. You guys know that, you know, we had an outstanding game with them in the WCHA championship game last year, and I have a ton of respect for their program and their coaches. The one thing I can tell you is that since we've been in the WCHA with Mankato, there's been mutual respect between the two programs, and both teams have brought the other team's best effort out. We'll have no issue getting our players' attention for this week, because they know exactly who we're playing, and I would be completely surprised if our guys don't go into Minnesota State on Friday and play really well from the drop of the puck. But they're an outstanding team. You're right, Todd.
Well, Coach, certainly hope you come out of there with two wins, but the proverbial split might be good on the road. We'll certainly have our eye on it. You won't be back home till November 23rd and 24th, so good luck on the road the next two series, and we'll see you here at Frickers again soon.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
That's BGSU hockey coach Ty Agner. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the program from Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Where can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green, or click on ThayerBG.com.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
It's time to be.
It's that time of year. Time for pumpkin spice and caramel apple cider. Only from Big B Coffee. Stop in and see your favorite barista today. But hurry, it's only available for a limited time.
It's time to be.
Big B Coffee. Located at 215 East Rooster Street in the Market Square Plaza. Or visit BigB.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online, with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
Jets. At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Hi, I'm Merk Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show to take you around some of the other sports at BGSU. It was a very good weekend. First of all, the BG volleyball team beat Toledo on Friday. Any day with a win over Toledo is a better day. They beat the Rockets 3-1 on Friday. All of them were close. 27-25, 26-24, 24-26, 25-22. And then the Falcon volleyball team followed it up with a win at Ball State. So they are now on the season 7-3 in Mid-American Conference play. As a team, BG was just a sixth off the all-time five-set record as far as a block assists, and a team total of 17 blocks. And Julia Walsh was named the MAC East Defensive Player of the Week. BG Volleyball will be home Friday and Saturday to take on Kent State and Ohio. So if you get a chance, head over there, especially Saturday. Your football ticket will get you into the volleyball game free at 5 o'clock. Football is at 2 o'clock, so a chance for a doubleheader there, if you will. BGSU women's soccer, meanwhile, clinched a tie for the MAC regular season title with a 1-0 win at Western Michigan. Freshman Kennedy White's first half goal was the only scoring, and White's goal was her team leading eighth of the season. BG women's soccer with a three-point lead ahead of second-place Ball State with just one game to go. Falcons will wrap up the regular season at Toledo Thursday afternoon. As for the men's soccer team, they posted a 3-0 win over the West Virginia Mountaineers, and they will now move into a road schedule here. They'll be at Western Michigan on Saturday. So it was a pretty good weekend all the way around for BGSU sports. And we will turn our attention to football this coming Saturday. Again, it's a 2 o'clock kickoff from Dwight Perry Stadium with the Akron Zips. So we will be on the air with our Medical Mutual pregame show at 1 o'clock on Saturday from the Dwight. Until then, this is Todd Walker from Frickers saying, I Ziggy Zumba.
On the Falcons Sports Network,
The Falcon's Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Bigby Coffee. It isn't Bigby without BG. Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Thayer Family Dealerships, five great franchises, one great dealership. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Also brought to you in part by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.